Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
So some guys asked me the other day what time I get up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I kind of sensed there was a little bit of judgment going on, like, they're not pastors, and I was expecting, you know, sort of the reaction that I got. So anyway, I just said, well, most days I get up at 6:30, and then on Sundays I get up at 5:30.
Yeah.
And then on Saturdays and Mondays I sleep in until at least 8:30, maybe 9. Oh man, they were laughing, rolling their eyes.
That wasn't like, acceptable?
No, apparently these guys get up a lot earlier.
Whoa, man.
So, but I guess I liked being honest, and even the part about, yeah, if I can, I'll sleep until 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
How late can you sleep in?
I have three younger kids, so.
Not at all.
No, it doesn't happen.
Right.
So yeah, I guess I'm judging too now.
Okay. Well, I've been giving a lot of thought lately to this idea of rest, the importance of rest. We're in a series of teaching right now on Jonah, just kind of talking about how he got forced into some rest, you know. And the 23rd Psalm talks about the shepherd making me lie down in green pastures. And Jonah, not exactly a pastor, but a green seaweed lined belly of a whale. He had to lay down for 3 days. So, you know, I think there's something to that. Like, we either choose rest or we have forced rest. You know, God actually commands rest, which is an interesting thing. Not even sure I fully understand all the theology of it, like God himself after 6 days of creation resting.
Yeah.
Not sure if it's a setting the example for us or what, but I do realize he commands it. It's important. It's part of what we believe, but sometimes we don't really practice it that well.
Yeah.
So I'm really interested in learning how to have a pace and a rhythm in life that includes rest so that I don't end up, you know, burnout in the hospital, forced rest, that kind of thing. There's a story in the Bible of the prophet Elijah where he is pretty stressed out and he's been going for a while. You know, it's when you carry the weight of the world on your shoulders, it can be both addictive and intoxicating. Sort of gets your mind in a wrong place, like that you're actually carrying the weight of the world.
Right.
I'm doing important work. I'm working so hard. I'm doing so much. I'm irreplaceable. I'm the only one who sees. I'm the only one who gets it, who understands. Without me, everything will fall apart.
Yep, right.
No one else cares as much as I do. So that frenzied, stressful pace of trying to be the solution and the answer man, the super achiever, it just quickly spins out of control. And the results are bad. It's anger, frustration, depression, excuses, blame. And I think sometimes we have to be reminded that the weight of the world doesn't actually rest on our shoulders. We're not the ones holding it all together. And there's still time for naps. There's still time for us to sleep in. We probably should take a nap.
Hey, can I say amen right there?
Yeah.
Amen.
So the Old Testament prophet Elijah had to learn this lesson. He'd become delusional and intoxicated, addicted to carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders. And he actually believed he was the only one. He had a little fit with God and said, I'm it. I'm the only one. And in reality, we learned that there were seven other prophets just like him. So he really wasn't the only one. He wasn't carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders. He just felt like that. And he got kind of self-absorbed and self-important. He worked alone. He was burning out. And he got angry, frustrated, and depressed. And so I love God's response, God's solution for Elijah. It was take a nap, have some food, take a nap again, have some more food.
Yeah. But wait, there was no preaching in there.
No, there wasn't. There was nothing.
No volunteering?
Nah, he just, he was out of it. Yeah. Even super prophets need nap time and snack time. I really love that thought. And I don't want to be the person that constantly ends up in forced rest. But want to learn how to develop that pace and rhythm that includes rest. and a sense of being recharged and refreshed, so I'm ready for the next adventure.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.